It's important to say that the students and the children have made the call for the release of the MPs and the return of the third MP whom we are made to believe is in exile. That's their one demand. They have also said that the country must proceed from this undemocratic Ngunda regime into a multi-party dispensation. So those demands are very fundamental. In our view, we think that it's not wise for the government to close down the schools simply because children and students are calling for transformation. We think that this country needs a way of engaging with the issues raised to find a permanent solution. And that solution can only come if we engage in a dialogue where we can discuss how we take the country out of this quagmire that we're in to a permanent, lasting solution under a democratic dispensation for Swaziland.
The Prime Minister, he announcing the closure of the school, I think he said that the government needed time to address the demands of the students and the transport union. What do you think?
I think it is a misdirection on the part of the Prime Minister to say that they need time to address the demands of the students and children and the transport union. The demands are the demands of the people of Swaziland as a collective. We have here political parties who have made it clear that this country is facing a governance and political problem. We have here the youth who have said the problem here is the education problem and the lack of jobs. We have here teachers who have said the conditions of employment are not conducive. We have the church, which has said very clearly that the problem that we are facing as a country needs us to sit down around the table and negotiate the future of Swaziland. It is not right, therefore, for the Prime Minister to say they will sit down and need time to address the problems raised by the students and the transport industry when everybody else has said the problem is a governance and political problem, which means that His Majesty the King must commission his government to engage in meaningful, you know, committed, genuine dialogue to address the political crisis that the country is facing. That's the only way the country can come out of the quagmire that it is in. We can't allow piecemeal, incremental approach. We just need to sit down and agree on the terms of engagement for the permanent future of this country and a democratic dispensation based on multi-party democracy and the rule of law in Swaziland.
Mr. Thulani, thank you very much.
Thank you so much indeed.